This is Reggie Ponder, the Real Critic, and this week's movie is A Quiet Place Day One. What's it about? Well, this is a prequel, and where the first movie dropped viewers smack dab in the middle of trying to survive some mysterious creatures who hunt by sound, this one goes back to the beginning when the creatures first arrive. Lupita Nyong'o plays Sam, a woman who finds herself trapped in New York City during the early stages of the invasion. So who's in it? Lupita Nyong'o, Joseph Quinn, Alex Wolff, and Jaimin Hansu. So what's to like? Well, this series requires that the viewer goes into each film not knowing much about the situation. The more you know diminishes the intrigue and anticipation, and the filmmakers follow the same formula in this prequel. The audience gets to see the initial invasion, but not much else other than the carnage that follows. The use of sound was so inventive and engaging in the first two A Quiet Place movies, and that approach is continued in the prequel. We get to see in real time how humans adapt to their new reality, and it's believable. The way people use the natural sounds of their environment to mask sounds they might make was smart. And then the creatures are as equally imposing and formidable. When they are walking past an individual who is trying to remain quiet, the filmmakers make it feel as if that individual is you. And so you are also being quiet as possible, hoping your silence will help that person avoid a deadly fate. Now, Lupita's character is not without her challenges beyond the creatures, and one of those being a stranger who decides to follow her instead of going with the others who are trying to board a boat to safety. Joseph Quinn plays that stranger, and the two must figure out how to coexist even when Lupita doesn't want his company at all. Both Nyong'o and Quinn work well together, and they will keep you engaged and on the edge of your seat. So what's not to like? While the filmmakers use sound well, they use it differently. Naturally, there are more noises in this film than in the first two. They are in New York City, which means there's talking, walking, falling, screaming, and individuals doing some stupid things in the presence of these creatures. The different use of sound might produce a slightly less intense and suspenseful movie than its predecessors. Additionally, there are several moments where people or animals survive that just don't make sense. And while it all doesn't have to add up, it does have to work in a way that one is willing to suspend belief for the questionable. And I'll just leave it at that. More importantly, A Quiet Place Day One presented the opportunity to answer questions the first two movies didn't exactly need to. For example, in this film, we get to see the arrival of the creatures, and it would have been a great opportunity to learn where they came from and why they are here on Earth in the first place. Now granted, viewers do get to learn a bit more about the creatures, but there was so much left unanswered. Does that mean we get a prequel to the prequel? That doesn't quite make sense, but maybe the filmmakers needed to give us a reason to watch A Quiet Place Part 3, which seems likely after the success of this movie. My rating? Overall, this film brought the scary and made us deeply care for the characters, but it just doesn't measure up to the original nor the sequel. A Quiet Place Day One is worth seeing in a theater with an audience, so don't wait to watch this one at home. However, the genius of the franchise kind of gets lost in the different reality of our new characters' experiences. I'm giving this one 3 reels out of 4. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at The Real Critic, and I'll see you next time.